And then, one day, the boy was ill. His face grew very flushed, and he talked in his sleep, and his little body was so hot that it burned Little Rabbit when he held him close. Strange people came and went in the nursery, and a light burned all night. And through it all, the little Velveteen Rabbit sat guard and never stirred. It was a long, weary time, for the boy was too ill to play, but he knew that the boy needed him. And while the boy lay half asleep, the little rabbit crept up close to the pillow and whispered all sorts of delightful plans for when the boy would be well again. They would go out in the garden among the flowers and butterflies and play splendid games in the raspberry thicket just the way they used to. At last, the fever turned, and the boy got better. He was able to sit up in bed and look at picture books, while the little rabbit cuddled close at his side. And one day they let him get up and dress. They had carried the boy out onto the balcony, wrapped in a shawl. The little rabbit sat tangled up among the bedclothes, listening. The boy was going to the seaside tomorrow. Everything was arranged, and now it only remained to carry out the doctor's orders. The room was to be disinfected, and all the books and toys that the boy had played with in the bed must be burnt. Hooray! Thought the little rabbit. Tomorrow we shall go to the seashore. Just then, Nana caught sight of him. How about his old bunny?
That, said the doctor. Why, it's a mass of scarlet fever germs. Burn it at once. What? Nonsense. Get him a new one. He mustn't have that any more.